Welcome, Curious Minds. Today, we're going to jump into a really compelling personal story. It's one that gives us insights far beyond just one person.
Mm-hmm.
Our focus is the incredible Sherry Shepherd. You probably know her, comedian, actress, former co-host of The View.
Sure. Great way.
Always that great mix of humor and, you know, real authenticity.
Definitely.
But underneath that, Sherry's recently shared some really candid reflections about her childhood growing up as a Jehovah's Witness.
Right.
And the profound, sometimes complicated impact this faith had on her family.
Yeah.
What her story shows is, well, how even seemingly small religious rules can sometimes, unexpectedly, create fractures in really deep family bonds. It kind of forces this surprising journey of self-discovery long after childhood's over.
That's exactly it. And the sources we're drawing on for this deep dive, they're articles looking at her personal journey, but also the wider cultural implications of what she shared. Our mission, really, is to unpack how specific religious beliefs can shape not just, you know, someone's spiritual life, but the whole emotional landscape within a family, values, interactions.
Everything.
Everything. And what that means for, well, anyone trying to navigate family expectations that are deeply rooted in faith.
Okay, so let's get into it. By the end of this, you'll definitely have a deeper feel for the nuances of faith, family, and honestly, the courage it takes to carve out your own path.
Absolutely.
So to start, let's just quickly revisit Sherry Shepherd herself, born, raised in Chicago, and her willingness to share these really personal stories. That's what makes her so relatable, right? It lets us into a very private space.
It does. And what's really striking in her experience is how the very beliefs that are supposed to, you know, unite a family can actually become a source of, well, deep division, especially when someone starts to question things or evolve their own views.
Mm-hmm.
Her journey gives us this really poignant look at how religious beliefs mold that family emotional landscape, perspectives, values, how people interact day to day. It's way more than just her story. It's a narrative that connects broadly.
Makes sense.
Now, to really get the layers here, even if you're somewhat familiar with Jehovah's Witness beliefs, it helps to touch on a few key ideas that shaped her specific reality.
Okay. Yeah, good idea.
So central to their faith is the belief in the sovereignty of Jehovah. That's their name for God.
Right.
And they emphasize strict adherence to the Bible, but with their own unique interpretations. These often differ quite a bit from mainstream Christian doctrines.
Like what, for example?
Well, for instance, they don't hold traditional views on the Trinity or hell or the immortality of the soul, things like that.
Got it.
And another big thing is their commitment to living separate from secular society.
Okay.
So adherents are encouraged to avoid practices, celebrations, anything seen as incompatible with their faith.
Which means?
Well, things many of us just take for granted, like birthdays, Christmas, Easter.
Yeah.
Those weren't celebrated.
Wow. Okay.
They also famously don't do military service or salute national flags. The idea is that God's kingdom is the only real authority.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, there's a very strict moral code, prohibitions against smoking, gambling, premarital sex, things like that.
Very defined boundaries.
Exactly. And crucially, this structure means that questioning or challenging the teachings can have really serious consequences. We're talking excommunication or shunning.
Shunning. That sounds intense.
It is. And it can create this, well, this climate of fear around questioning authority, which, of course, directly impacts family dynamics. That context is just vital for understanding Sherry's experiences.
It really drives home how deeply those principles were woven into, like, every single part of her upbringing.
Absolutely.
She was born into it. Grew up in a house where these principles were just paramount. It created an environment that, yeah, offered community, but was also, you know, really constraining sometimes because of the strict rules.
Right. A double-edged sword in some ways.
So what did that actually look like day to day for her as a kid, given those unique practices? Was her whole world just centered around the faith, like constant immersion?
Pretty much, yeah. For Sherry, routine or religious activities were key. Attending meetings multiple times a week, going out in service, the door-to-door ministry.
Right.
It wasn't just a Sunday thing. It shaped everything. Her faith really became the lens for viewing the world.
Wow.
So decisions about school, friends, even what TV shows or movies were okay.
Uh-huh.
Those were closely monitored, often restricted, to align with the religious guidelines.
So it definitely fosters a close-knit family unit, I imagine.
It can, yes. But it also created real challenges, especially as Sherry started developing her own personality, her own sense of self.
That individuality butting up against the rules.
Exactly. It's that complex mix of upbringing, family dynamics, and the powerful influence of faith that we see playing out in her story.
You know, hearing about such a structured environment, you immediately think what happens when someone slips up, even a small thing, a natural kid thing.
Yeah.
For Sherry, there was this pivotal moment early on, what she called a perceived sin. And it really shook things up, particularly her relationship with her father.
Mm-hmm. A turning point.
She saw it as minor, maybe harmless, but her father interpreted it as a serious violation of the religious doctrines.
Right.
And instead of just dealing with it at home, he actually went to the church leaders for guidance. That kicked off this like rigorous disciplinary process.
Yeah.
So what does that tell us about the authority structure there and how it affects even a parent's role?
That's a really crucial point. It shows how pervasive the governing body's control is. That even a parent, like Sherry's father, felt he had to defer to church authority on a disciplinary matter.
Almost like outsourcing parenting in a way.
Kind of, yeah. Outsourcing that part of the role.
Mm-hmm.
And the consequences for Sherry were, well, immediate and damaging. Isolation, reproach.
Mm-hmm.
It created this real tension in the house.
I can only imagine.
Her father, feeling bound by the teachings, didn't just punish her. He imposed this kind of internal shunning, withdrawing, affection, communication.
Wow. From her own dad.
Exactly. The very things that define that parent-child bond. It wasn't just discipline. It was this deep emotional rupture. It almost mirrors the church's practice of isolating people who stray. And this conflict just rippled through their family, challenged the foundations of their faith, and definitely led Sherry to start questioning her own beliefs during her adolescence.
So that sin incident, it wasn't just a blip. The emotional fallout, the isolation, the confusion that really became part of her experience growing up.
Oh, absolutely. It became defining for her as she was trying to figure out her identity. Sherry likely went through this deep internal struggle, you know, between her own desires and the really rigid expectations set by her family's faith.
That sounds incredibly difficult.
It is. And that kind of struggle can foster this profound sense of loneliness, feeling like you can't express doubts or different ideas without risky rejection, even condemnation.
Yeah, the fear of that rejection.
Right. The pressure to conform can lead to just this pervasive sense of heartache.
Okay.
It really raises that question for all of us, doesn't it?
Yeah.
How do you square who you're becoming with who your family, your community expects you to be?
Yeah.
Especially when faith is right at the heart of it all.
It really paints this picture of a kid caught between two worlds.
Mm-hmm.
The person she felt she was becoming and the person her faith demanded her to be. And yeah, the consequences of stepping outside such a tight-knit community. It hits the whole family, not just the individual.
Definitely.
As values shift, maybe evolve through personal experiences, some family members might feel, I don't know, left behind or even betrayed.
That's often the case. And it just deepens those feelings of neglect or emotional turmoil.
But thankfully, Sherry's adult journey seems to have been one of really deep reflection on all this, embracing both the good and the bad parts of her upbringing. It's quite a testament to her resilience.
It really is.
Yeah.
And a key part of her healing, she talks about this, has been forgiveness. Forgiving herself, forgiving others, seeing it as a crucial step.
It can't be easy.
Not at all. She's spoken about forgiveness being almost a daily practice, especially forgiving herself for the guilt she carried for so many years.
Mm.
But she's managed to transform those past grievances into lessons for personal growth, which is, you know, an incredible act of self-empowerment.
And self-acceptance seems to be another huge theme for her now.
Absolutely.
By really embracing her own identity, her experiences, Sherry seems to have found this deeper sense of purpose, resilience.
Yeah, she reflects on how that challenging childhood ultimately shaped her character, gave her more empathy, more compassion.
And that comes through in her work, doesn't it?
It does. It positively influences her personal life and her professional life.
So that Jehovah's Witness upbringing, how has it shaped her adult views on things like loyalty, community, family ties?
Well, those formative years definitely instilled a unique lens. It shaped how she views relationships, especially within her family. There's a certain intensity, perhaps, to those bonds forged in that specific environment.
And it must be fascinating, maybe challenging, how she navigates reconciling her own, you know, evolving beliefs with family members who are still devout Jehovah's Witnesses.
Hugely challenging.
She obviously respects her roots, you can see that, but she's clearly embraced a much broader sense of spirituality now, one that's different from the strict rules of her childhood. How does she manage that balance, that sort of convergence and divergence?
She talks a lot about the importance of open communication and acceptance in her adult relationships.
Okay.
She really strives to maintain those connections, honoring their beliefs while still being really clear about her own values.
That's a delicate dance.
It is. Her experience really shows how faith can be both a point of connection and a point of difference. It's a dynamic so many people grapple with, that balance between tradition and your own personal evolution.
And Sherry, sharing her story has clearly sparked a lot of discussion in the media, among the public. It's obviously hit a nerve for many people who've been through similar things.
Oh, definitely. There's this real sense of shared experience bubbling up.
Yeah.
Media outlets, social media, they've really focused on how strict religious practices can impact family bonds. It's led to these bigger conversations about, you know, balancing your personal beliefs with what your family expects and the role religion plays in shaping who you are.
It goes way beyond just her story.
Exactly. It touches on something universal.
And you see it online, right? On social media, there's this real feeling of solidarity.
Mm.
People sharing their own stories, maybe about estrangement or just the difficulty of trying to reconcile their beliefs with family pressure.
That collective voice is powerful. It really highlights the ongoing impact these faith-based communities have, for better or worse.
Mm-hmm.
And it serves as this catalyst, really, mm-hmm. for discussions about tolerance, understanding, especially in diverse cultural contexts.
Her story ends up posing these really important questions, doesn't it? About that intersection of faith, family, and ultimately personal freedom. And it resonates far beyond just former Jehovah's Witnesses.
It truly does. Sherry Shepherd's story, fundamentally, it underscores the incredibly complex ways faith can shape family dynamics and our personal identity.
Yeah.
And it really illustrates the importance of resilience and that powerful journey of self-discovery.
And I think this is key for a lot of you listening. Her journey shows that faith isn't monolithic. It's not one size fits all.
Not at all.
It's a deeply personal thing, an evolving path. And that's such a crucial distinction, especially if you feel pressure, maybe from family or community, to conform to a certain set of beliefs.
Absolutely. So that we'd really encourage you, reflect on your own beliefs. Think about the influence of your family's faith dynamics in your own life.
Mm.
Just understanding that dynamic can be a really powerful step toward clarity.
So it leaves us with this thought, right? What does it truly mean to embrace your individuality, your personal truth, while still honoring the heritage, the people who shaped you? It's not always easy.
Yeah.
But that journey of finding yourself, it really opens up a whole richer experience, doesn't it? A kind of understanding that goes way beyond maybe what you'd expect.
Yeah.
It just shows that spirituality is often this evolving personal path. It's full of chances to grow and feel empowered.